Head coach Michael Huger is with us. And, coach, this game today looked like at times you really had things in hand. You led by nine in the first half. You had a nine-point lead pretty much out of the chute in the second half. And then the rest of the game, the last 16 minutes, things went completely the other way. Did something change there from Western Michigan?
No, it was us, bad shot selections that we took that led to their runouts on the other end. They were able to score. We weren't able to keep pace with them. We didn't defend the three pretty well. Once they got going, they hit some tough ones down the strip. Once you get a team hot and they feeling good about themselves, those are the type of shots that they hit, and those dudes were able to hit those shots down the stretch. And, you know, once we tried to get a stop, they just hit some incredibly tough shots, and we weren't able to get the stops we needed.
Yeah, it's interesting how you talked about the shot selection leading to troubles for the defense. That's a part of the game we don't often talk about, and we've talked about your defensive struggles at times this season, but when you compound it with bad shot selection, it can really lead to a bad mix.
And that's what it was. It was just a bad mix for us. We weren't able to score like we're capable of normally. It's just, you know, it's frustrating. It's always frustrating to lose. But I like the way we stuck together. We competed. We played hard. That's all I could ask for at this stage.
Late in the game, you went to the zone and a couple times off of timeouts, and it seemed to be pretty effective for you tonight. Tell me what you thought.
I thought the zone was good, but like I said, once they get hot, Norman hit a tough three out of the corner against the zone, or be honest, right. One of them hit a tough three out of the corner, but that's what happens when you get a team, when you let them get going and those guys are feeling great about themselves, they think they can hit any shot. We just got to buckle down defensively. We got two games left. We got to be able to compete in both games, and, you know, there's nothing different for me. I want to go out and win those games. You know, no matter what game we play in, we got to be able to go out and win. So we got Ohio up next and want to come out and win that game.
Coach, frustrating day for Daquan Plowden as he goes 2 of 14 from the floor. And lately, it's been a struggle for him shooting the basketball. Is that maybe just the grind of the season wearing on him?
Probably so. He's logged a lot of minutes over the year. That's why I try to play as many guys as I do, just to keep them fresh for the end. Probably didn't give him enough rest during the season, and it's probably catching up to him right now. But, you know, he's a strong guy, so he should be able to recover and hopefully get enough rest and be able to come back on Tuesday and have a great game.
Coach, appreciate your time. We'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Thank you.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger.